Sal, come quick. I'm about to fix the universe.
That's the text message that woke me up at still dark o'clock in the morning. I read it like 12 times on my smartwatch until I was fully awake. I didn't mind being woken up. Ever since Mommy died, I've kept text notifications on because I'm scared of missing important messages. And I mean, this one seemed pretty important. Poppy was about to fix the universe, whatever that meant. And hey, bonus. It had burst the nightmare I'd been having like a balloon. Glad to be free of it. Phew, baby. Holding my smartwatch up to my mouth, I used speech-to-text to ask Poppy, "Where are you?" Question mark. The response came a few seconds later. "Remember Nation Machine. Hurry." If I'd been more awake, I would have known that the only place he could have been was inside the big computer that was the culmination of his life's work as a calamity physicist. Last I'd heard, it wasn't working very well. Sounded like maybe it was doing better now. I sat up, flipped off the covers, planted my feet on the ground, and took a minute to try to Humpty Dumpty my brain back together again. It'd been a rough night. You'd think that after having the same nightmare for 5 years, I'd be used to it. Plus, most people wouldn't even consider it a nightmare. There's nothing scary about it. Most people who'd lost their mommies would welcome a dream in which she came back to life and was laughing and cooking in a kitchen, just talking about normal stuff, just being family. But see, the problem is, then you wake up. Your mommy vanishes along with your dream, and all that's left is the dark of night. Takes me forever to fall asleep again. I just stare at the ceiling for hours, feeling like I am my mommy's grave. Like you're your mommy's grave, I thought, making fun of myself. Come on, Sal. Overreact much? Nightmares suck, but now it's morning. Time to reclaim your brain. The brain is the king of the body, remember? Whatever, brain. I'm moving. Step one, check in with myself. I felt groggy, but fine. Nothing hurt. In fact, the more I woke up, the better I felt. Hungry? Yeah, a little. But I was absolutely parched. I smacked my lips. Dry, 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 dry. I was as thirsty as a diabetic, which makes sense, seeing as I am a type 1 diabetic. Nothing to worry about, though. I had it under control. Mostly. A lot of the time? This is why I had to use the smartwatch. It had all sorts of apps and tools for diabetics. Monitors and reminders and, did you know? Diabetes trivia pushing itself into your eyeballs at random intervals. After my blood sugar crash 3 weeks ago, which had earned me an overnight stay in the hospital, American stepmom and Poppy said it was either this smartwatch or a pump. I've tried the CGM thing before, and I know it's so great for so many people, but it made me feel like I was never allowed to forget for 1 second that I have a condition. It kept waking me up at night. My smartwatch only does that when Poppy texts me that he fixed the universe, and that has happened exactly once. With the smartwatch, diabetes doesn't feel like it's that big of a deal. It's just a pain in the pancreas, instead of being a 24/7 reminder that I have a disability with no cure and no chance of improvement. Well, not in this universe, anyway. Not yet. Well, no need to get depressed before I'd even gotten out of bed. I rose, stretched, and enjoyed the silky smoothness of my Bruce Lee pajamas. They never fail to make me feel powerful. If only they had pockets, they'd be perfect.